Madam Chair, the Royal Thai government has been dealing with issues of statelessness for more than three decades. In dealing with stateless issue, the Royal Thai government has implemented a step-by-step approach. As an initial step, the government has amended the Registration of Residential Inhabitant Act 2008 to register all stateless people born in the kingdom. However, the issuance of a birth certificate to these people does not automatically grant them Thai nationality. It is a document which provides stateless people with legal status and rights while residing in Thailand. The second step is the nationalization pathways for specific groups of non-Thai citizens through the amendment of the Nationality Act in 2008. This act enables stateless people born in Thailand to apply for Thai nationality under conditions designated by the cabinet, such as children of registered minorities who have resided in Thailand for at least 15 years. The next step is the issuance of identification cards for all stateless persons, together with registration of those who are deemed stateless and groups with registration problem in accordance with the Registration of Residential Inhabitant Act. Once registered, these groups are allowed to work and access government services such as healthcare and education. Thailand has placed importance in working with UNHCR as well as other UN partners to help register stateless children in the northern provinces of Thailand. And last but not least, we have always supported the UNHCR's I Belong campaign to end statelessness. We also commend the UNHCR for convening the 2019 high-level meeting on statelessness in October next year to raise increased awareness and cooperation among the international community. And we welcome the fact that the regional preparatory meeting for the Asia-Pacific will be held in Bangkok early next year. Thank you, Madam Chair.